school basketball.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a welcome here to IKM at Manning High School down here in Manning, Iowa. A matchup of two local teams in the Class 1A Region 1 second round of the postseason. Glenn Ralston again defeating a Peyton Sheridan earlier in this last week. Over the last week, I believe it would have been that they defeated Peyton Sheridan to get to this point. IKM Manning defeating Arweva to get to this point. And they're going to match up here in the second round. The winner going to go face more than likely the number one team in the state of Iowa in Class 1A in Newell Fonda. So you're going to get a little bit of a tough challenge if you get past this round. But, you know, not terribly tough because obviously it's the postseason. Everyone starts back kind of fresh as we get things rolling along here. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. So let's drive. At Mackey Motors in Lake City, check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Again, IKM Manning coming in at 10-12 on the season out of the Western Iowa Conference. Glenn Ralston playing out of the Rolling Valley Conference. They've had a couple of, you know, common opponents with IKM Manning playing some teams that are out of the Rolling Valley. You had a Coon matchup in there, a couple of other ones as well that stand out a little bit for you here. But for Glenn Ralston tonight, if you look at what this team has been all season, you're getting kind of the same group that you've had for the longest time here, which is this freshman group that you've had this season. If you look at it, you got one senior starting, a sophomore starting, and then three freshmen tonight with Chloe Peters, Jenna Subert, and Bryn Renzi. So it's a very young Glenn Ralston team and a very talented Glenn Ralston team as they have been kind of up and down this season. They started off with Newell Fonda right away, which, you know, if you know anything about this part of the state of Iowa and playing Newell Fonda, you kind of understand how big of a task that is. But then after that, they've kind of rode out the storm and played a couple of good games. They beat Coon Rapids Baird in there, who was the top two seed in their district right now. Glenn Ralston, the three seed in their district. IKM Manning, the two seed in this district as well. Coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth. We're going to go ahead and step away when we're back in 2 minutes, and we'll break down more of this game before we get there.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. This is the second time this season that I have seen the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. I saw them the first time around against Coon Rapids Baird where they fell in that one, and it was not a super close game. That was kind of when they were shaking out the start of the season jitters for some of these freshman girls. They got Coon the second time when they were at home. So, I mean, you've seen it this season where they've shaken out these jitters. I've seen IKM Manning a decent bit here, came down to the Boyer Valley game to talk to Keith Wagner with his 500th win I've come down for another game to help Jeff, and then I had a game of my own here as well. We did the ACGC game to start the year. I had Panorama in there as well. So there's a couple of games that I have been here for, but when you look at, you know, the schedule for both of these teams, again, not too much common opponents, but there has been a couple here. Like Cam Manning opened up their postseason against Arweva. That's one of the common opponents that you would see in the Rolling Valley Conference. A big game from Carly Arp in that one. She scores 20 points, 6 threes on the night. Casey Miners had the call. Said that, you know, she just kind of got hot there, and Arweva came out aggressive, but she got hot and got some buckets to go. And for Glidden Ralston, they opened against Peyton Shredan, who's an opponent that they've seen twice this season, now three times after the win. They won 63-41. Chloe Peters led the way, 13 points, 4 rebounds. Jenna Subert right behind her with 11 points, 4 rebounds. Again, for this game, I think it's going to be really important for the guard play. I mean, if you look at the three guards that ICM Manning puts out there between Ariah Miners, Carly Arp, Anna Stengel, obviously Anna, the one that's going to have the ball in her hands the most. Ariah can get some buckets through. Carly proved that she can get some buckets through in the Arweva game there as well. So, I mean, you're going to have some pretty good scoring guards, but when you look across the board at the scoring guards that are out on the floor for Glidden Ralston, Olivia Squibb's had some big games for him a couple of times this season. She averages about 7.6 points on the season. You got Chloe Peters, who averages about 11.8, and Jenna Subert at about 11.2. So you have three different guards for Glidden Ralston that can get hot. You also have Cassidy Wank, who's had some big games, and you got Bryn Renzi, who kind of fills up the entire stat sheet. When you look at it here, she had 9 points, 8 assists against Peyton Shredan in their opening round, so she really fills up the stat sheet for him. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time. We'll have your starting lineups coming up next year in our Mackey Motors tailgate.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the ICM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Plenty of fans out today here. ICM Manning starting to fill their site over there. Glidden Ralston getting their own student section. A lot of fans over to my right as well that are joining us to watch live. You're also listening here live on 93.7 at KKRL. ICM Manning, Glidden Ralston, second round of the 2026 girls basketball postseason. Two very good head coaches here. Gene Rasmussen, one of the most successful in our area. Eric Yelly was not in our area to start. Went over to Underwood, was at Logan for a little bit as well. Went down to state a couple of times with that Underwood team, and now has made his way up to Glidden Ralston, where he has taken this Wildcats team and kind of elevated what they have this year, helped them be, you know, better than a lot of people anticipated. They thought, you know, maybe this is a young team. You need to maybe give them a year or two before these freshmen start to develop. But these freshmen have come out and, you know, under Coach Jelly's tutelage, they have become one of the top three teams in the Rolling Valley Conference. 15 seconds to go on the clock. We're going to go ahead and name our starting lineups here for the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, who are coming in at 13-9 wearing their blue jerseys, GR across the chest. And we start a 5'8 senior in Cassidy Wang, 5'7 sophomore in Olivia Squibb, a 5'5 freshman in Jenna Subert, a 5'7 freshman in Bryn Renzi, and a 5'5 freshman in Chloe Peters. Peters again leading them in points this season at 11.8. For the ICM Manning Wolves, 10-12 on the season under head coach Gene Rasmussen, coming out of the Western Iowa Conference. Going to be starting a 5'6 senior in Anna Stengel, a 6-foot junior in Addison Bando, 5'6 senior in, or 5'7 senior in a Carly Arp, a 6-foot sophomore in a Keegan Ashide, and a 5'6 senior in Araya Miners. Kind of an emotional time for some kids here, you know. Careers come to an end, seasons come to an end, so these girls are going to go out there and they're going to fight with everything that they got to keep their season and possibly, for some of these seniors, keep your career alive at your school. We're going to go ahead and step away. Going to have our national anthem coming up in just a minute, where then we'll have game time coming up next.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glenn Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton. Member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
Done here on 93.7 KKRL. Again, the ICM Manning Wolves hosting the Glenn Ralston Wildcats. The Wolves in their white home uniforms, green lettering saying Wolves across the chest here. Glenn Ralston blue, gold down the sides, GR across the chest. As out on the floor, Cassidy Wink standing at center court, waiting for the tip. Going to put Addie Bando in the center as well for the ICM Manning Wolves. Going to be one team surviving and advancing to the next round against Boyer Valley or Newell Fonda. One team season going to come to an end tonight here. The official bringing the ball to center court. Up in the air. Tip going to be taken by Stengel in the front court. She'll throw it inside for Ashide. Ashide turn ball on the floor. Diving forward. A couple of girls have a hand on it. It's Bando and a Wink. Going to be called for the tie-up jump ball, resulting in a Glidden Ralston possession here. Bryn Renzi set to inbound. They're going to run a press for ICM Manning. Just kind of a matchup press in the backcourt. A couple of screens across the baseline. Peters has it against Stengel. Back over now to Renzi. Guarded by Bando. Throws it to the front court in the right corner for Cassidy Wink. Wink, couple of dribbles. Bounce pass inside. Kick out to Renzi. Open from the right wing for three. No good. Rebound Stengel underneath the bucket. And the Wolves are out and running. Stengel down the left side, turns and finds Keegan Ashide. Pump fake, gets past the defender, layup attempt up, no good. Foul on the way up to the bucket. Going to result in some free throws. Foul going to be called here on Bryn Renzi, the 5'7 freshman, picking up her first of the night. We'll put Keegan Ashide to the line to shoot two. Ashide buries the first one, comes in shooting at 58%, 57 for 99. That was now her 100th free throw on the season. Leads the Wolves by almost 30 free throws. Goes 2 for 2 from the line to knock it down, and it's 2-0. IKM Manning. Inbound, they're going to run squib across the baseline. She'll catch it now, guarded by Arp. Goes to her right, and then back to her left. Gets past Arp into the front court. Now back to center court. Hands off on the right side for Peters. They switch on the inside. Peters kick out to Renzi. Drives inside now to the corner. Up to the top for Wank, who drives, turns, and finds Peters in the corner. Cassidy Wank now left wing, dribbles to her right, spins back around, hands it off to Renzi, open, long two, no good, rebound A-Shy, ball on the floor, and Uriah Miner is going to be the final one to pick it up, as she'll hand it off to Anna Stangle, who will bring it up for the IKEA Manning Wolves. Stangle and Subert matching up. A-Shy throws inside, gets the ball now, kick out to Arp, back over now to Miners. Inside for A-Shide. Down low for Bando. Catch it at one hand. Finds Stangle on the other side. Stangle scoop layup from the right side. No good. Rebound taken by Renzi. Wolves trapping in the backcourt. They'll get it out now to Jenna Subert, who will dribble it up center court. One hand pass to the front court for Peters. Her layup up and good. Chloe Peters getting the first bucket of the night. And it's 2-2. Wildcats and the Wolves. Arp on the left wing. On the inside and outside as well. Carly Arp going to throw it inside for Keegan A-Shy, guarded by a Cassidy Wank. Arp fires up the left wing three. Had made six during that game against Arweva. Bando going to tip it up and tip it out of bounds. Glidden Ralston going to take over on the offensive end now. The Wolves still in that matchup press in the backcourt. In your frontcourt will be Subert and Wank. They'll throw it in the backcourt to Peters, guarded by Stangle in the backcourt. Goes back now to Renzi on the left side of the backcourt. Renzi almost lost it. Gets it to the front court. Squibb going to drive in. Eurostep layup in center court. No good. Rebound taken away by Bando. Stangle looking up. Throws it with one hand. Finds Miners down low. Miners shot blocked. Taken away now and tipped out of bounds by Cassidy Wake. And the Wolves will regain possession underneath their basket. Miners going to inbound right under where we broadcast here on the left side. If you're looking from this side of the gym. Running a couple of sets to get them open. Stangle to Miners in the backcourt. Thought about the three. Shot up and no good. But a foul from the corner. Chloe Peters going to pick up the foul in the corner. Will put Miners to the line to shoot two. That'll be Peters' first foul on the night. Putting Raya Miners, who's shooting 47%, only 19 free throws on the season. First one up now. Front rim rolls off. 5:47 to go, 2-2, tied up ball game here to start this Class of 1A action in the postseason. Miners' second free throw up, back rim no good. Gets one more here to try and give the Wolves some separation to start this game. This one up for Miners, gets it to go. Goes 1-for-3 from that trip to get it. Backcourt, Squibb on the inbound is the one to get it. She'll dribble up center court, guarded by Stangle. Squibb to her right, gets bumped by Stangle, hand off to Peters. Goes off a screen now from Renzi. Subert catches it on the outside, drives to her right, gets all the way to the bucket, scoop layup over Arc, no good, rebound Bando. And the Wolves are out and running. Stangle going to drive inside, finds Keegan A-Shy, but it gets tipped out of bounds on the way down. And IKEA Manning going to regain possession underneath their basket once again. It'll be Miners to inbound. Throws it up to the top for Carly Arp. Over now to Stangle. Now to Miners on the outside. Fires up the left wing. Three comes up a little long. It's going to be Carly Arp and Bryn Renzi fighting for the rebound. It's touched out by Arp. Inbounds passing to come from Renzi once again underneath the basket. The same matchup zone, or the matchup press that you've seen from IKEA Manning so far. Backcourt, Peters. They ran a cross pattern to get her open. Renzi to her right side now, gets all the way down the right sideline, then to Cassie Wank, who's on the right side. Wank going to drive in, shot over at Keegan A-Shy, goes up and out of bounds. Off of the block from Keegan A-Shy. So it'll remain a Wildcat ball with 5:04 to go. 3-2 the score. Very slow-paced start to this game. Both teams only averaging 51 and 48 alike. Subert, left corner, three up, no good. Rebound, Addie Bando. Stangle. Coming up to the left side of the court. Gets open for the three. Sidestep. Three-pointer up on the way. No good. Rebound Carly Arp. Kicks out and it's stolen away by Jenna Subert. She's got nothing but court in front of her. Miner's going to chase her down. Layup up and good for Subert. Going to give her the lead with the Wildcats. We have had two lead changes in this game so far. One tie in the ball game. Carly Arp on the left wing. Throws it up to Bando at the elbow on the left side. Back out to Arp, left wing. Throws it over top for Keegan A-Shy. They'll double. And A-Shy pushes off the back of Cassidy Wank and will pick up the foul. She's had a couple of games where she's been in foul trouble. IKEA Manning needs her on the floor tonight to rebound. It'll be a matchup between her and Cassidy Wank on kind of, you know, who's going to be the main rebounder. Renzi dribbling down the right side, going to be doubled and then singled up. Squibb pump fakes and goes inside, but should be called for the travel. Dragged the pivot foot and didn't put the ball down before. So a turnover yet again for Glidden Ralston as they lead 4-3, 4:19 to go here in quarter number one. Stengel and Subert going to be one-on-one up at the top. Myers on the right wing now. Goes to the elbow for Keegan Ashide. Kick out to Carly Arp. Arp over to Myers now. Almost had it stripped away. Myers to Ashide on the inside. Back out to Stengel. Scoop layup on the left side. No good. Rebound Keegan Ashide. Fighting for it. And they'll call a tie-up between her and Squibb, which will remain ICAM Manning basketball here with 3:59 to go. Inbound, they're running a couple of cross patterns, gets Ashide inside. Her layup with the right hand gets it to go. Keegan Ashide picking up her first field goal of the night. And it's 5-4 now. Third lead change of the game. Squibb to her left. Hands off for Subert. Dribbles now all the way to the right side. Gets cut off by Stengel. Works to her left back for Peters, who drives inside. Gets past Arp. Layup attempt up, no good. A foul on Keegan Ashide on the way up. Will result in her a second foul. And, you know, I expected this game to be a little chippy sometimes with, you know, a good group of upperclassmen for IK Manning, a good group of younger underclassmen for Glidden Ralston. Putting Chloe Peters to the line, rolls this one in. You got McKenna Benton and Ella Langle checking in. Keegan Ashide and Carly Arp going to check out. This will be the second tie of the ball game. Chloe Peters going to the line to shoot her second free throw. She makes this. It'll be yet again another lead change. It'll be the fourth in this 4 minutes that we have played, and she will. And I could have thought about the same thing there because Peters coming in shooting about 56%. Checking into the ballgame here, Allison Snyder, the 5'8 junior. Going to come in for Cassidy Wenk. Very comparable size for both of them. Gives them some rebounding down low. Stengel behind her back. Looks to her right side, finds Benton. Benton looks at Langle down low. Pass instead to the elbow for Bando. Down low for Langle now. Turn around, layup up. No good. Rebound tip in the air. Addie Bando going to be the one to get it, and she'll be fouled on the way up. Which will result in a pair of free throws for Bando here. That one ain't going to be a foul here on Allison Snyder. Her first of the night. Bando puts the first one up. No good. Shoots 43%. On the season, 0-for-1, with a chance to tie it now at the start of this ball game. Still 3:20 to go in this first quarter. Vando's second one up is good. Ties this ball game up for the third time at 6-6. Subert getting past Benton now to the front court. Bounce pass down low for Snyder. Had it blocked out of bounds by Bando on the pass. We remain at Glidden-Ralston ball with 3:13 to go. 6-6 our score. Inbounding right next to the doors. Out to Peters. Peters a couple of dribbles for left. Gets past Miners. Kick pass out to Subert, who drives baseline now. Gets all the way for the layup. And it gets it to go. Jenna Subert picking up the bucket. She's got 4 on the night so far. Ball in the Miners' hands on the right wing. The elbow for Langle. Langle looks down low for Bando, who's open. Goes up with the layup attempt. Rolls it in. Tying it up for the fourth time now in this game. Addie Bando picking up her first bucket of the night. Squibb in the backcourt now. They're tied at 8 apiece with 2:40 to go. Hands off to Peters on the left wing. Peters between her legs over to Renzi now. Renzi dribbling around the defenders. Gets all the way inside. Bumps on the layup attempt. And they'll call a foul. That one going to be on Addie Bando, her first of the night. And it's 8-8, putting Bryn Renzi to the line. She's shooting 58% on 48 free throws this season. First one up and a good for the 5'7 freshman. .228 go in this quarter. Yet again, another free throw in. Is Cassidy Wendt going to check in now for Renzi after she makes a both? Anna Stengel bringing the ball down now. Working to her right, then to her left now for Benton. Benton on the outside for Miners. Miners looking at the elbow. Back over to Benton now. They're going inside over the head of Langles. Thrown out of bounds by Benton. And a turnover for the ICAM Manning Wolves as they trail 10-8. Here in this first quarter, 2:14 to go. Again, coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Throwing it in now for Subert. She's one-on-one with Benton. Subert going to dribble down the right side. Goes now to her left. Cut off by Stengel. Throws it out to Cassidy Wank, who goes for the left side layup. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Addie Bando going to be the one to control it. Squibb going to take it away. And a foul on Anna Stengel as she reaches across the arm of Squibb. And she'll pick up her first, the fourth of the quarter for ICAM Manning. Annabelle Bloom going to check into the ballgame. You also have Carly Arp checking in. McKenna Benton, Uriah Miners going to take a seat. Bloom's played some phenomenal defense for him this season. Later in half of the season as well has been where she's really shined. Peters on the outside. Look down low. It's had Snyder for a minute. Squibb driving. Kick out to Peters. Deep range three up on the way. No good. Rebound up in the air. Bando going to be the one to control it. And she'll get it out to Stengel. Stengel driving all the way down the court. Has an opening. Gets all the way down low. Gets it to Langle. Layup no good. Foul on Cassidy Wank. It'll be, nope, it'll be on Snyder, which will be her second of the ballgame. It'll put Ella Lang on the line to shoot two. Shoots 46%, only 28 free throws on the year, 13 for 28. This one up, right side of the rim, no good. Renzi going to check back in. Subert going to check out of the ballgame for the Wildcats. 1:39 to go here in quarter number one, 10-8 for Glidden Ralston. Free throw up, no good as well. Rebound taken away this time by Squibb. She'll fire it to the front court, and Annabelle Bloom going to get a hand on it, and they'll call it out of bounds. She picked it up for a second there, and then they called it out of bounds. And I have Kerrigan Wank, the 5'8 freshman, checking into the ballgame here for Allison Snyder. Wildcats on the offensive end. Got both Cassidy and Kerrigan Wank, so we'll try and differentiate them by first names. Peters going to drive baseline, kick out to Squibb, thought about the three, drives down, pass off to Cassidy. Cassidy gets past the defender, layup attempt up, no good. Kerrigan rebound, no good as well. Ball on the floor, taken away by Anna Stengel. She'll drive inside now, zero steps through the lane, layup up, no good, a foul on the way up. And that one going to be a foul on Chloe Peters. We'll put Anna Stengel to the line to shoot two. Chloe Peters picking up her second foul of the ballgame. Stengel, an 80% free throw shooter on 81 shots this season. First one, front rim, no good. Second highest free throw shooter on this season. Cadence Ketchum going to check in. Addie Bando going to check out. Cadence again, taller girl, gets a lot of rebounds for him, plays some pretty good ball, 2 points, three rebounds. That one up and down for Anna Stengel as the lead's down to 1 point, 10-9. Subert now in the backcourt. Carly Arp chasing her the length of the court. Subert throws it over to Cassidy. Down low, stolen away now by Langle. And it'll be Stengel that brings it up the court. She'll stop, fires up the deep range three. No good, long rebound. Renzi and Cassidy Wank going to fight for it. Cassidy going to bring it down the court now. Kick out to Renzi. Renzi driving in across the center stripe. Subert going to be bumped on the shot as she goes up the left side. Foul going to be called on Carly Arp, which will be her first and put Jenna Subert to the line. And very smart play by Subert there. She's getting bumped down the lane to shoot the shot. 65% for her on the season from the line as she knocks in the first free throw. But very smart as well. Again, as you're getting bumped there to kind of fade away from it and put up the shot because you knew you were going to get the foul call. Subert, second free throw up. This one, same result. Nothing but net. And it's 12-9 now. Both teams in the bonus for the final 45 seconds of the game. Stengel going to come down center court. Pass to Arp on the left side. Inside for Langle. It's tripped on the way as she's spinning around to try and find Stengel on the other side. And the foul going to be called here this time on Olivia Squibb, which will be her first of the ball game. And put Ella Langle to the line. Both teams again in the bonus. So we'll shoot for the final about 50 seconds of the game. We got 37.6 to go. Langle's free throw up, no good. over 3 on the night. Second one up for Langle now. This one, no good as well. Rebound taken away by Kerrigan Wank. He'll kick it out to Bryn Renzi. Renzi over now to Cassidy Wank. Dribbles inside, gets past the defender all the way to the left side. Layup up and good for the 5'8 senior picking up the bucket. And it's 14-9. IKEA Manning trailing. Going over to Arp on the left side. To Bloom on the left side. Bloom to Ketchum, goes through her hands, drives all the way to the inside. Gets past Cassidy Wank. Layup attempt no good. Kerrigan Wank going to be the one to pick it up. Doubled in the backcourt. 7 seconds to go. Squib to Subert. 5 to go now. She'll step up for a deep range 3. And it's in. Jenna Subert knocking it down. And turns to her bench to go to the break. It is 17-9 for Glenn Ralston here after this first quarter.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Friday Night Lights. Small Town Pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
To 9. Glidden Ralston getting the ball in this second quarter as they lead. Had a three-pointer to end that first quarter. And now 17-9. Peters to the front court to give them maybe an 11 or 10-point lead if they can score. Subert going to drive all the way. Kick out to Peters again, who drives now. Going to be cut off. Down low for Wank. Was in to catch him. Layup up and good for Kerrigan Wank, the 5'8 freshman, picking up her first bucket of the night, and now it's 19-9, Glidden Ralston. Arp, kick pass over now to Langle. Langle on the outside to Stengel on the right side. Anna Stengel going to drive in, runner up on the way, gets it to go. Anna Stengel picking up the bucket now of 19-11. Glidden Ralston leading here in quarter number 2. Peter's going to get all the way to the bucket, tries to pass it off, loses it. Kick out to Renzi, who drives now. She'll kick it out to Wank. Cassidy Wank going to drive. Hand off to Jenna Subert, who drives. It's fouled on the shot. Gets the and one. As it goes through. And Glidden Ralston really controlling this game. Anna Stengel picking up. Nope, they'll give it to Annabelle Bloom as she picks up her first foul of the ball game. I'm going to send Miners and Bando back out there. Give you some starters out on the floor. 21-11 right now. Subert at the line to shoot her third free throw of the ball game and knocks it down. The first of this quarter. Stengel trailing by 11 now. Over to the left. Goes inside for Ketchum. Look down low. Ketchum now turns to the corner for Miners. Miners looking inside. Going to drive now. Going to be fouled on the shot. And we'll go to the line to shoot 2. Foul going to be called here on Kerrigan Wank as she picks up her first. Miners has already shot 3 free throws on a foul on a 3-point shot. Made 1 of 3. Shot up on the way for Miners. Rolls in and out. It's important now for Glidden Ralston to box out. You lead by 11, but you can't really fall asleep here. As Snyder going to check in for Kerrigan Wank. 6:49 to go in the ballgame here. In the first half. Miners shot up on the way, no good. Rebound long, going out to Snyder. She'll go cross-court to Cassidy Wank, who will dribble through a couple of defenders, get into the front court, gets all the way to the bucket, fouled on the shot. And I believe it'll be Carly Arp, who's getting knocked to the floor. And it will be. Arp picking up the foul, putting Cassidy Wank, who's a 50% free throw shooter on the season. 50 exactly. 21 for 42. First run up for Cassidy Wink. Front rim, no good. 22-11, still our score here. Second one going to go up now for Wink. This one off the left side. Catch him going to go up and get the rebound. Wildcats still trailing, still leading by 11. Ball over to Carly Arp on the left wing. Throws it inside for Stanglos to jump up a couple of times. Picks up the ball as it heads out of bounds. And Glidden Ralston going to take back over on the offensive end. Ikea Manning has just not been able to find some sustainable offense. They've had plenty of free throw opportunities. Only a couple of field goals. Three field goals, no three-pointers for Ikea Manning to start this game. Over to Renzi. Renzi going to dribble through. Had it tipped out from behind. Tip straight to Subert. Cassidy Wink down low. Miner sprinting back on defense to tip it out of bounds. We'll give Ikea Manning a chance to get back into a set. After this ball game, we'll have interviews with both head coaches, a player from both teams as well, hopefully, joining us. Ball going to be thrown into Peters. She'll go over to Subert, open from the three-point line. We'll dribble inside now. Goes over Bando, layup attempt no good. And she'll get her own rebound. And she'll kick it back out. Cassie Wink will drive now. Long two up on the way, no good. Rebound Stangle this time. Stangle's going to play her hardest as a senior for this ICAM Manning team. Probably does not want to see her career come to a close. And a foul going to be called. And Allison Snyder, she bumps Cadence Ketchum. That'll be Snyder's third foul of the ballgame. Is Olivia Squibb going to check in, taking Jenna Subert out of the ballgame? And you'll have Kerrigan Wank checking in, taking Allison Snyder out of the game now. Inbound from Miners. Throws it in to Ketchum now. Caden's going to turn and fire it up to Stangle. Stangle going to drive inside. Going to be fouled on the way up. And they'll call it a shot there. I believe Stangle might have had the intention of trying to throw it out for a pass. A Squibb going to pick up her second foul. But I think Anna tried to go over her shoulder and kick it out to Carly, who was in the corner. Nonetheless, though, she's going to go to the line to shoot two. First one up and a through. Going to cut it back down to a 10-point lead for Glidden Ralston. Second one now up for Stangle. This one good as well. Sitting at 3-for-2 after missing her first free throw. Inbound. Going to throw it in. Going to be tipped up. Carly Arp going to get the steal. Drives inside. Kick out to Stangle. Runner up on the way now. And bounces in. Bounces out. Got Bando clearing the rebound for a second. And it'll be tipped out. Last touch by Glidden Ralston. But if you're Ikea Manning, that's what you really want to see. Glidden Ralston can't have a ton of turnovers, though. You can't be giving up a bunch of turnovers in this game. As they almost got one themselves. Kick out to Arp. Has made six threes against Arweva. This one up no good. Rebound to Renzi. Fires it over now to Cassidy Wank, who will dribble down the right side. Gets cut off before she gets to the bucket. Kicks it over now to Chloe Peters, who drives baseline. Runner up on the way for Peters. Gets it to go. And for Ikea Manning, you got to find a stop on defense. They have not been able to buy a stop as Keegan Ashide. Looking to check back into the game. Going to throw it down low for Bando. Off the handle on it and throws it back in. But she'll be out of bounds before. Ketchum going to check out. Subert going to check in for Bryn Renzi. Keegan Ashide going to check back in. Gives you some size down low. Again, Keegan 13.6 points. Almost 8 rebounds on the season. Peters double throws it to Subert. Lost it. It's on the floor. Ball going to be on the floor. And possession arrow going to favor Ikea Manning. So the Wolves going to force yet again another turnover here. 5:06 to go here in this quarter. And I tell you what, this is a very slow-paced game. Both teams dragging it out. A couple of screens for Ikea Manning. Throwing it in. Going to go to Arp and a foul on the way to the ball. As I believe that one on Chloe Peters will be her third. Might see Peters check out of the ballgame here soon. Renzi going to jump up. Peter's going to take a seat on the bench. Fourth foul on Glidden Ralston here in this game. Or in this quarter, excuse me. Running a T-set. They're going to throw it in now. Over the top to Bando. Kick out to Stangle. Sidesteps. Gets it out to Miners. Has had a couple of threes to start the game. And her first to go through the net. It's now 24-16. Squibb going to be bumped a couple of times on the sideline. Almost loses it. Turns and fires it over to Subert. She'll step through in a timeout by head coach Eric Yelly. As the Wolves start to come back, made it now an 8-point game as they trail by as much as 12. And 4:49 to go. A 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them here on 93.7 KK.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Good Ralston with the ball coming out of the timeout. Squibb going to dribble down to the corner, pass off to Cassie Wink, who dribbles inside, kick out to Subert. Tries to get it now to the corner for Squibb. She'll drive baseline, cut off by Bando. Kick back out to Subert, who drives now to her left, 11 seconds to go on the shot clock. Works it back now to center, drives inside, through a couple of defenders, scoop layup, no good, ball tipped in the air, Bando going to tip it out, and Squibb going to regain it, 2 seconds to go, shot up on the way at the buzzer, no good, and a shot clock violation, as the ball does not hit the rim, and you see Coach Rackerson clapping his hands, and Soraya Miners clapping her hands as well. Both of them, you know, pleased with the outcome of forcing a turnover, even if it's not a steal, you still get the turnover. Stengel going to drive in, kick out to Miners now. She'll drive left side. Kick out now to Arp. Carly Arp firing up the three. This one coming up a little long. Rebound out to Keegan Aschein. Over to Carly Arp again. Arp inside for Aschein. Lost it, the handle on it. Back to Arp. Over to Stengel. Stengel off a screen from Aschein. Drives inside. Looks now. Finds Keegan once again. Layup attempt up. No good. Rebound Cassidy Wank. She'll get past a couple of defenders. Bando going to tip it out of bounds, though, as they had about 4-on-2 for ITM Manning. And probably a big play there to keep it out of the hands of Subert, who was racing down the floor to make sure that, you know, you don't give up anything big. Squibb going to go to her right side now. ITM Manning going to drop into a press, or a zone, excuse me, 2-3. Cassidy going to go over now to Subert. Subert kick pass over to Renzi. Renzi back to Wink. Over now to Subert. Open for three on the left side. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Keegan Aschein. She'll get it out now to Anna Stengel. Stengel ripped from behind. They'll call Subert for the foul on the way. That'll be Jenna Subert's first foul of the night. And I think Subert may have gotten it clean. That'll be the fifth of the quarter. So that'll put Anna Stengel line to shoot too. Has made a pair in this quarter so far. But again, a very foul-heavy team for Glidden-Ralston during this game. Stengel's free throw up and good. Cuts it back down now to a 7-point game. Can make it a two-possession game if she can make this free throw. Very heavy two-possession game, though, as she knocks that one down. Press still on for the IKM Manning Wolves as they trail by 6. Inbounds goes to Squibb. Squibb going to turn and fire it up to the front court now for Wank. Gets past Keegan Aschein, dribbling inside, has Bando on her backside, and Bando going to reach in and pick up the foul, which will be her second of the game, first of this quarter. Put the Wildcats underneath. Again, two very smart coaches. Head coach Eric Yelly, head coach Gene Rasmussen for the Wolves. I mean, Gene, if you're from this area, you know, very well-tenured coach for IKM Manning. Is Renzi going to dribble in, kick out to Squibb, who dribbles through a couple of defenders. Layup up, no good. Rebound, Addie Bando keeps it up high away from defenders. Stengel going to come down the floor now to her left. Looks inside, kicking out now to Miners. Raya going to dribble inside, gets past a couple of defenders, loses it. Subert going to take it away. And is Subert going to dribble down to the right side. Going in on Carly Arp. Layup going to be no good on the foul. As Arp going to pick up her third. Subert going into the contact to be able to pick up the foul. And that'll be Carly's third. Now we got 24-18. Subert, 3-for-3 on the night from the free throw line. Make it 4-for-4. And she's looking to bump the lead back out to 8. Annabelle Bloom back out onto the floor. Second one up for Subert. No good. Rebound to Keegan Aschein, so the perfect streak coming to an end there for Jenna Subert. Stengel on her left side, comes off a screen from Aishite, spins back in now. Kick out to Bando, goes over to Bloom. Bloom firing up the deep range three, right side of the rim, no good. Jenna Subert pulling down the rebound. Gets it out to Cassidy Wank. Comes down to the right, again a 2-3 zone for IKM Manning. Subert to Renzi on the right side, throws it up to the far side. Mariah Miners going up and picking it off. Has Subert on her backside, layup attempt up, going to be fouled on the way up. Subert going to pick up for a second of the quarter and second of the ball game as she tried to go up and block it, but came off the backside and got across the arm. We'll send Araya Miners to the line so far as 1-for-5, had an and one, or a 3-point, or a 3 free throws to start the game. This one up, no good. We have Kennedy Vitoff checking into the game for Kerrigan Wink. Meyer's second free throw up this time, and rolls off the rim, no good. Renzi clears the rebound. Renzi going to bounce past to Squibb in the front court. Now to Subert in the corner. Goes back inside for Squibb. Ball going to be lost, taken away by Stengel. Hannah Stengel in the backcourt now, gets to the front court. Pass off to Raya Miners on the right side, fires up the deep range three, no good. Bando going to try and go get the rebound as it falls out of bounds. Thought you probably could have got a better shot. I think Araya, you know, looks at the scoreboard, sees 25-18. Still 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Very slow paced. 9 fouls in the quarter alone. 5 from Glidden Ralston, 4 from IKM Manning. As we're going to have a timeout by head coach Eric Yelly, it'll be a full one. So we'll take it with him here. 30 seconds, and we're back again on at 93.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Been a very physical, very slow game. I'm going to count up the fouls for you in this game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 for Glidden Ralston. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 total. 11 for Glidden Ralston and 9 for IKM Manning. And we are 2 minutes left to go in this first half. There's not many teams in games that you can say that you have 20 fouls in a half. Both teams have reached the bonus in both quarters to start this game, except for this second quarter. You got IKM Manning with only 4 fouls, so Glidden Ralston still just not shooting free throws. The next one they will. Subert going down low for Toff. Toff's going to be doubled, throws it out. Tip's going to be touched by Subert and then touched by Bloom as it heads out of bounds. Regain possession for the Wildcats, 22 to go on the shot clock. Subert way in the backcourt now for Squibb. Goes down to center court now. Take a couple of dribbles. Goes over to Subert and fills her spot. Then over to Renzi. Inside now for Cassie Wank. Layup up, no good. Rebound Keegan Aishide. A 3 can make it a 2-possession game. A 2 can make it a 2-possession game here. Just a bucket for the Wolves. Stengel to her left side. Going over to Bloom now. Bloom waiting. Goes to Aishide at the free throw line. Back out to Miners, who will drive baseline. Gets all the way to the bucket. Kick pass back out to Keegan Aishide. She'll dribble in, layup no good, foul on the way to the basket. We'll see who they give it to. There's about 4 girls in the area. And it'll be Cassidy Wank picking up the foul. Her first of the ball game, sending Keegan Aishide to the line to shoot her first free throws of this quarter. Second of the game, went 2-for-2 to start the game. This one coming off the back rim, no good. You can make this. You cut it down to a 6-point lead. Still, again, a 2-possession game, but you know, not the easiest 2-possession as the free throws go. No good. Bando going to pick up the rebound. Layup attempt up, no good. Cassidy Wank picking up the rebound. Wank to Squibb on the left side. Over to Subert now in the left corner. She'll drive baseline. Cut off by Miners. Kick pass over to the far corner for Renzi. Runner up on the way. No good. Araya Miners picking up the rebound. She'll dribble out and find Anna Stengel. Under a minute to go. 53 to be exact for seconds. Stengel to Bloom on the right side. Bloom now to Bando in the corner. Bando looking. Kick pass over to Stengel. Top of the key. Fires up the deep range three. Comes up long. Bloom trying to chase it down to the student section. And it'll be out of bounds. 40 seconds to go now in this first half. 25-18, Glidden-Ralston. Cam Manning's been on the doorstep of making a run. Just have not been able to knock down shots in this first half. Renzi to inbound. I'll throw it into Squibb now, who's going to be doubled. Splits the defense and gets down the floor. Gets bumped by Bando. Subert now goes to Squibb. Miner's there to pick it off. Picks it up now to Stengel, who dribbles down the floor. Tries to get past Renzi to the left side. Finds Keegan Ashad going down. Foul on Cassidy Wink on the way up. And that'll be Cassidy's second of the game, second of the quarter as well. And he'll send it Keegan to the line to shoot a two. She went 2-for-2 to start. Has gone now 0-for-3 after missing that one in this quarter. Just got to settle in and make your shots. You know, it's just a... Sometimes you got to dumb it down. It's just a game. That's kind of how it goes. Zayshad missed the second one. Ball going to be tipped out. It'll be thrown by Kerrigan Wink. And it goes down the Ikea Manning sideline as Subert got to touch it last. Ikea Manning can hold for the final shot with no shot clock. 21 seconds to go. If there's anyone, I'd probably almost put it in the hands of Aishai. Let her go inside. She got fouled plenty of times. Stengel, though, probably going to be the one to shoot the shot. Stengel going to drive inside, gets all the way, layup attempt no good. Aishai on the rebound, going to be fouled on the way up. And with that being the bonus, she'll go to shoot once again. This time it'll be Amelia Kennedy Talk picking up her first foul of the ball game. Aishai, free throw. Jumps up off the rim and knocks it down. I tell you what, there has been plenty of free throw action from the line. If you're a fan of free throws, you've seen plenty. Zayshad going up, no good. Rebound long, going to go out and out of Bloom. Over to Stengel, fires up the deep range, three, no good. Rebound in the air, Renzi going to tip it. 5 seconds to go, got to get a shot up, probably from half court. Is Renzi going to travel or double dribble with the ball? As she went to throw the ball, goes off her chest and picked it back up, so it'll be a double dribble. 2 seconds to go in the first half. 25-19. They're going to send Bloom to the backcourt, and you're going to send Stengel on the far side. You'll probably have Stengel chase it up for the ball. They'll set her a screen to the corner, finds her, has to fire it up, goes inside for Aishai. No shot going to come off, and it'll be 25-19 to end this first half for IKM Manning. They trail by just six as we head to our Mackey Motors halftime coming up next here on Kick or 93.7 KKR.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
You are listening live to your Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Taylor, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. I don't know how to describe this first half. An interesting, to say the least, first half here, as you had 26 combined fouls, 38 combined free throws. IKM Manning going 10 of 27 from the line, 6 of 11 for Glidden Ralston here as they lead 25-19. But an odd first half, to say the least. As you know, it's just weird. I've never seen a game with more action from the free throw line. But both teams only one three-point shot on the season. Both of them have shot well over 300 on the year. And IKM Manning kind of slowed Glidden Ralston's offense down with a 2-3 zone. But, you know, it's been just odd that they have not been able to find the same success IKM Manning-wise as shooting threes. You've had a couple from Miners that she shot and missed. You've had Stengel have a couple that have come off. You've had Arp that had a couple that come off. So, you know, they're not afraid of shooting them, but they just haven't gotten them to go down here. But IKM Manning's press has given Glidden some fits a couple of times, but also it hasn't. Some plays as well they've gotten through a couple of times. But when you look at the way that this game has gone, if IKM Manning shoots even remotely close to 50% from the free throw line, this game's tied or even IKM Manning in the lead. We're going to go ahead and step away, though, for a Mackey Motors tailgate. When we come back in about 3 minutes, we'll have more, and we'll break down this first half.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the car away.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Listening live to the Mackey Motors halftime brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, your leading scorer so far in the game. You got Jenna Subert. She has got 13 points for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats here. If you look down on the bottom, Keegan Ashide has got 5. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 out of Stengel. Mike Kamenig has just not found kind of where they want to be off offensively yet here, so they need to lock in offensively. You know, with Gene being as respected as a coach as he is, I think that he'll have them ready to go here in the second half. Ikea Manning should come out a little bit faster, but I think Glidden-Ralston, if they match that tempo, they could possibly run away with this game in the second half. Coach Yelly does a nice job as well, keeping the girls ready to go and getting fresh bodies going, getting people on the floor and pushing the tempo a little bit offensively as well. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time. We're back in 1 minute.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Both teams having their starting lineup out there for the second half. Glidden-Ralston going to start with the ball in this second half as they lead 25-19. They will head towards our broadcast booth on the south side, or excuse me, on the north side of the court. The south side of the court going to be where IKEA Manning heads, so away from our booth. Squib to Subert. Subert down low in the right short corner. Back out to Subert. Three-pointer on the right wing. Comes up short. Rebound Keegan Ashide on the right side. Ball going to be tipped on the floor, and Chloe Peters is going to be the one to pick it up. Glidden-Ralston, Subert, deep range three up, no good. Ashide going up for the rebound this time again. Finds Carly Arp, who will hand it off to Anna Stengel. The Wolves can cut it down to a two-possession lead if they can get a bucket. Coming off the screen, Stengel going to drive. Kicks out to Arp. Had a chance at the open three. Vandal going to be the one to have it down low. A foul underneath the bucket. And it'll be on Bryn Renzi, which will be her second of the ball game. First of this quarter, and we're starting off the same way we left, with a foul. It's nothing against either team, but I think both teams kind of want to muddy it up, make this thing as physical and as hard as you can. Ashide down low, kick out to Stengel, who drives baseline, runner up from the short corner, gets it up high enough to get it over the defense, and knocks it down. Stengel picking up the bucket, 25-21 now, backcourt, they're going to set a press, but they're going to trap in the corners now. Renzi to Peters. Peter's going to drive, now gets it to Wank, who drives in. She'll spin out and find Squibb. Over now to Renzi, fires up the left wing three. No good, long rebound, Chloe Peters and Wank fighting for it. It'll be Squibb who will go pick it up now. Squibb will drive in, kick out to Cassidy Wank. Three-pointer from the left wing up, no good. Arp fighting for it, Ashide going to get it. Stengel now in the front court, one-on-one with Chloe Peters. Goes to her right, Euro step, left-hand layup. Up, no good, leaves it short, and it's tipped out of bounds by Chloe Peters. IKEA Manning going to luck out and get a second chance on the possession there. Stengel, if she goes up a little bit stronger with that left hand, probably gets it to go and cuts it to a one-possession game. Inbounds for Miners, looking to get it in. Has to throw it up now for Stengel, who catches it over Squibb, inside for Aishide. Layup attempt, no good, gets her own board. Goes up the second time on the left side, rolls it in. And the Wolves have stormed back as they trail by just 2 points. Squibb in the backcourt has to fire it over to Renzi. Renzi to the front court now for Peters. Picked up right away by Miners. Down low for Subert. Skip pass over to Wenk. Ball on the floor, taken away by Bando. It's going to be tipped out by Wenk off the body of Bando and out of bounds. So it'll be Glidden-Ralston basketball. Chloe Peters is going to go throw the ball in for the Wildcats. They run a box set across the elbows in the boxes on the bottom. Peters in the right corner, firing up the three, her first shot of the night, and it gets it to go. Right when Ikea Manning had a run to get it down to two, they put it back up to five. Stengel now on the left side of the floor. Goes to her left, gets it over, fires up the step back. Three falls on the floor. Bando picks up. Aishide Arp going to be the one on the floor. Bando going to pick up the rebound, kicks it out now to Keegan Aishide, out to Uriah Miners. Goes to her right, drives all the way down. Goes inside for Bando, over the defense. Layup up, no good. Rebound on the second chance. Foul on the shot. Ikea Manning controlling the boards in the second half. Foul going to be called, I believe, on Squibb, which will be her third. Got one in each of the quarters. Addie Bando going to go to the line to shoot her first pair since the first quarter. Went 1-for-2 in the first quarter from the free throw line. And this one up and good for Addie Bando. 28-24, can cut it to a one-possession game once again if they can knock down the free throw. Bando got it to go, 2-for-2 from the line from that trip, now 3-for-4. Renzi goes over to Wenk, into the center court for Peters, Arp on her backside, spins back out now to the left side on the left wing, goes over to Squibb. Squibb thought about the three, corner for Subert, she's open, long rebound to Bando, gets it to Stengel, who's going to run the floor now. Stengel going to drive inside. Layup up and good to put it down to a one-point game. Stengel coming alive in this quarter, hitting two buckets early. Renzi to throw it in. One hand pass to go off the backboard, and as it goes off there, it'll be out of bounds. Renzi tries to throw it across the court to Cassidy Wenk, and she throws it high enough, hits the backboard, and Ikea Manning has a chance to take their first lead since the first quarter of this ball game. Inbounds, going to throw it out to Anna Stengel. Stengel going to go to her left. Goes to the corner for Miners to give him a two-point lead. No good. Bando gets the rebound. Second chance layup up. No good. Aishide rebound. Tries to go up. Is going to be fouled on the way. And this is where the Wildcats have struggled, and that's in the foul game here. As Subert going to pick up the foul, I believe, again, her third as well. First of this quarter, we'll put Aishide to the line. Keegan can make one. They tie. Two to take the lead. First one up. Rolls out. Can tie this ball game up for the first time since the first quarter. Iowa, Nebraska coming up tonight as well. You know, we're an Iowa State affiliate, but I'm a Hawkeye, so I got to let you know. And obviously with Jeff, got to give my prediction that Iowa is going to win. Aishide second one up, no good. Rebound taken away by Kerrigan Wenk. Bando hit the floor. She's coming up now as it was 4-on-5 for a minute. Renzi jump stop, kick out to Peters, fires up her second three of the game, no good. Goes over the hoop. Cassidy Wink going to be the one to pick it up. Out and out to Subert. Subert going to drive to her left. Short little runner. No good. Long rebound. Goes out to Aishide, who fires it up now to Stengel. One on two. Gets to her left. Finds Carly Arp. Had an opening. Hands it off to Bando. Her layup attempt no good. Ball in the air. Bando gets the board. Out to Anna Stengel, who drives baseline. Gets all the way in. Scoop layup up and good for Anna Stengel. Hits the floor. And it's Ikea Manning that gets the lead. Ball going to be tipped out by Bando, but she's going to have a foul on Wenk. That'll be Addie's third. Got one in each quarter for Addison Bando. Three for Glenn Ralston to open up this quarter. We're 4:27 to go. Subbing in the game, Ella Langle will take out Addie Bando. We got 4:27. Ikea Manning now up 29-28. Subert to Peters off the inbound. Goes back to Subert now. Over to Bryn Renzi in the left corner. Back to Subert at the left wing. Goes into Peters, who drives inside. Down low. Ball on the floor. And it'll be picked up by Keegan Aishide. Out to Anna Stengel. Goes down this left side. Stengel. Get a couple of dribbles. Pass off now to Arp on the right side. Carly going to go to Keegan Aishide. Almost had to go overhead. Cassidy Wayne going to steal it away now in the front court. Arp not going to go up very hard. Contest going to be thrown out of bounds by Keegan Ashide, but a nice contest there from Carly Arp. Goes up with both hands and just kind of follows the shot, not really, you know, jumping to try and swat for it, but that's what smart defenders do, is just go up, put your hands up, and try and alter the shot, not try and change the direction of where it's going. Subert, left wing, deep. Going to fire it to the corner for Cassie Wank on the right side. Wank going to work it back now, out to the wing now. Gets to Subert in the corner, open for three. Shot up on the way, no good, short. Egan Ashai clears the rebound, out to Araya Miners. She'll dribble down the right side. Puts her head up to the basket, layup attempt, no good. Tips to the far side for Carly Arp. Gets it to Keegan Ashide. Squares up with the hoop to Arp. Short corner jumper up on the way. No good. It's going to be Kerrigan Wank pulling down the rebound. We'll pass it over to Cassidy. Cassidy getting to the front court now to her left on the left wing. To Subert, top of the key. Subert to Peters on the right wing. She'll dribble up to the top now. A couple of dribbles over to Jenna Subert, who drives baseline. Gets past the defender, blocked by Ashide. Miner's going to be the one to pick it up. Gets it out now to Anna Stangle as the Wolves have come alive here in this third quarter defensively. You can feel the energy in the gym kind of shift. Inside, Keegan Ashide looks, kick out for Miners, fires up the top of the key three, comes up off the right side, but flies left. Pass out to Renzi as the Wolves, again, or the Wildcats again, going inside, going down low is going to be Kerrigan Wank. Layup attempt, no good. Rebound into the hands of Miners, and she'll turn and find Stangle. Stangle does a nice job of coming to the ball, giving her teammates kind of some resources here. Arp to Stangle. Stangle off the screen now, driving in, steps it back, three-pointer from the top of the key, got it! Anna Stangle, her first three of the night, and it's 32-28, a four-point lead for IKEA Manning. Stangle got a hand on the ball in the inbound, and you feel kind of the energy shift from this right side of the gym, where the Glidden Ralston fans are, to the left side of the gym, where IKEA Manning is a timeout by head coach Eric Yelly. They're going to put him on the bench for just a second here. We're going to go ahead and take it with him, and we're back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KK.
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKEA Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
IKEA Manning had fell behind with about 2 minutes to go in that first quarter. Did not lead until 4:27 to go in the third. They lead by four now, 32-28. And I tell you what, it has been a fun one so far, a very physical one, very hard 80s Pistons-type basketball. Late 80s, early 90s Pistons, the old Jordan rules and bad boy Pistons. I know Jeff would like that reference. Talked about them plenty of times. Now I have five lead changes and five ties in this game. Peters driving in, runner-up on the way, gets it to go. A nice play coming out of the timeout there to give yourself some momentum. 32-30, IKEA Manning, 2:06 to go in this third quarter. Stangle to her left, gets down baseline, drives all the way, has to fire it out now to Miners. Miners inside for Ashide, kick out to Stangle who drives inside, back down low to Ashide, layup on the way and fouled. And you see there the nice job from Keegan Ashide and Anna Stangle. They go back and forth and just kind of find the opening between the two girls as Kerrigan Wank going to pick up her second foul of the night. But, you know, for those girls, they've just kind of played basketball together for a while now as Ashide's free throw going to roll up and roll around and not through. But I tell you what, they have played together for a while and they kind of know where that sweet spot is where the other person wants the ball as Ashide's free throw up and good on the second one. Ball in the hands of Peters. She'll be caught in the backcourt with Langle on her. Goes over now to Subert, who crosses back through the center court. Throws it with one hand up to Bryn Renzi, who will drive. Renzi down low to Kerrigan Wank. Blocked from behind by Keegan Ashide. Stangle going to be the one to clear it now, as she'll come down center court. She'll have Langle coming up and trying to get her a screen. Langle now going to come to her right to give her a screen. Goes off the screen. Stangle going to drive in. Gets all the way. Layup going to be blocked by Renzi. Renzi up. Miner's going to be up there to tip the ball. Gives the Wolves a chance to get back on defense, but hustle plays matter for things like that. I mean, she sprinted all the way back to be able to get the hustle play. 33-30. 1:20 to go. And I tell you what, we've had some games where it's been like this all season. Just muddy up the water, see which team's going to come out. You're going to be bruised and battered, and this is one of those games. Toss, going to pass out to Peters. Three-pointer up, off the top of the board. Going to go out, rebound taken by Langle. And she'll get out to Stengel. Anna going to work down center court. Guarded by Renzi. Goes to her left now. Comes off the screen under a minute to go. Stengel over to Bloom. Having a side front on the inside, trying to get a bucket. Down low. Stengel inside for Keegan Ashai. Spins out, finds Miners. Corner three-pointer up on the way. Got it! Araya Miners knocking it down, and it's 36-30. Ikea Manning with 38 seconds to go in this quarter. Anna Stengel going to pick up the foul in the backcourt, guarding Olivia Squibb very closely there. Anna will reach in, pick up the foul just her second, so not too big of a battle there. Again, we got Xyra on the air right now. They're leading 45-27. Squibb to the front court. Goes to her left for Peters. Peters, a couple of dribbles over now to Renzi. Renzi comes off a screen, driving in, lost it. Stengel picks it up. Bloom backs her up as well. As she almost had a loss on the ball. Stengel driving in, left-hand layup, got it to go. And it's 38-30 now to close out the quarter. 14 to go on the clock. Squibb going to get to the front court, splits some defenders. Has an opening to the bucket. Runner up on the way, no good. Rebound tipped up, gets her own. Shot up, no good. Stengel going to come up with 3 seconds to go. Going to have to fire it up from three-point range. It's picked off by Chloe Peters as you close the quarter. 38-30. IKM Manning has stormed back just 5 points into that quarter for Glidden-Ralston. And it was 19 in the quarter for IKM Manning as we step away. Fourth-quarter action on 93.7 coming up next.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
We are back here. IKM Manning with the ball, 38-30. They lead. Going into this fourth quarter, Stengel goes to her right and finds Bloom. They're going to set her a couple of screens, going down low for Ashide. She'll rip through the defense, layup attempt up, rolls in and out, rebound to Toff. That was a chance to give him a double-digit lead. Subert to Squibb. Squibb stops, passes it back out to Subert, who drives inside, gets through the defense. Steal going to be on the way, but they'll call the ball on a block. It was fully in Anna Stengel's hands, and she was about to cross the half-court line before the foul came, so I get the frustration of IKM Manning on that foul call. That'll be Carly Arp's fourth, so she will come out of the ball game in a favor of Araya Miners, who will check into the game. She's given them very good defense, started Subert for a lot of this first half, guarded her for the second half as well. Renzi going to drive, kick pass out to the far side. Miners, as I said, it goes up and rips the steal away. Ball on the floor here, a couple of girls diving for it. Bando fighting for it with Toth, and a jump ball will favor Glidden-Ralston. Bando came in kind of flying at the ball. It took Renzi out of the way. But you see, I mean, you're getting juniors, freshmen, sophomores, seniors all diving at the ball there. They're just, these girls want it. It's the postseason. You don't want to go home in the Class 1A Region 1 second round. I mean, winner going to face probably Newell Fonda. The girls want the chance to go and maybe play the best in the state. Renzi over to Squibb. Squibb back over now to Subert. Inside for Wink. Cassidy a couple of dribbles. Down to the short corner now on the left side. Kick over to Renzi. Thought about the three. Drives inside now. Goes down low for Toth. And one. Kennedy Tuff knocks down the bucket, counts the basket, and she's heading to the line. Foul going to be called this time here now on, I believe, Keegan Ashide. Nope, they'll call it on Vando. It'll be her fourth. So you got two girls in trouble for fouls between Carly Arp and Addison Vando. Both picking up a foul early in this quarter. Off at the line. Free throw up on the way. Got it to go. She came in at shooting 75% at 6-for-8. Knocks it down as Chloe Peters check back in. And it's 38-30. ICAM Manning. 7 minutes to go in this Class 1A Region 1 second round. Stangle to her left. Left wing looking inside. Couple of dribbles. Throws over the top for Kagan Ashide. Foul on the shot as she goes up and gets triple teamed underneath. That foul going to be called on at Chloe Peters. That'll be her fourth as well. Probably going to see somebody pick up off the bench. I don't know exactly what Coach Yelly wants to do with it here. He hasn't taken her off the floor as Ashide knocks down the free throw. Giving it a 6-point lead once again, 39-33. Next one up for Ashide. Knocks it down. She has shot well more than enough free throws tonight. Tell you what, she has gotten to the charity stripe much. Lynn Ralston probably, that's her main focus. If you go home tonight, you look and you say, Keegan Ashide shot a lot of free throws. Subert, one hand, throws it over the head of Squibb, and you're starting to see the experience level here for ICAM Manning, too. They've been to this side of the season before. Stangle, Miners, Ashide have all been here before. They know what to do. The freshman for Glenn Ralston, I mean, great players, but they've never played in the postseason yet. Stangle behind her back, gets inside, kick pass over to Miners, fires up the right side three, no good. Long rebound to Bloom. She'll kick it out to Stangle to give him a higher lead. Stangle, three-pointer, no good. Rebound long. Bloom going to come up with it. Kicks out to Stangle, who drives in. Layup on the left side. Bumps, no good. Cassidy Wank comes up with the board. Loses it for a second. Gets it out of the front court. Pass off to Renzi. Hands on defense for ICAM Manning. They'll get it into Subert, who drives. Layup attempts on the runner. No good. Keegan Ashide going to come up with it. Stangle going to go as well. You had Peters and Subert hit the floor, so it's 5-on-3 in the front court. Ashide dribbles. Lost it. And it heads out of bounds. And I tell you what, it has been a fun one so far. Both teams playing super, super scrappy defense. Coon Rapids Baird beat South Warren 54-20 tonight for girls basketball. Got Squibb into the front court now, guarded by Ketchum. Pass it off to Peters, who drives to her left. Kick out now to Renzi. Renzi drives baseline, gets all the way. Gets behind the bucket, though. Back out to Peters now. Back to Renzi on the left side. Fires a runner up from the short corner. No good. Long rebound, Squibb. Met there by Ketchum and a Stangle. Squibb out to Peters. Very hands-on defense yet for ICAM Manning. To Renzi. 28 to go on the shot clock. Squibb steps into a shot. Fires up the long two. Comes up short. Rebound tipped out. Chloe Peters gets it. Going to be fouled on the way up. And I believe that one going to be on Ketchum. Be her first of the night, if it is. So we'll see where they go, and it will. Lucky that it's more Cadence than it is Keegan, because Keegan had two. Started off the game with two fouls early. Peters, in the line to shoot her first free throw since the first quarter. Went 0-for-2 to start. Has now made the third. Peters going to step up to the line once again. Second one up now, knocks it down. Surprised Glenn Ralston has kind of pushed back and not gone into a press or anything different. ICAM Manning's offense has gotten to the bucket more than enough. Stangle going to drive, gets all the way, scoop layup up, no good. She's going to be fouled on the way to the bucket. It'll be a foul here on Bryn Renzi, which will be her third of the night. Stangle going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Missed the first free throw. Since then has gone 5-of-5. See if she can keep her free throw streak going. She knocks down the first. I'm going to count it, though, for Keegan Ashide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 free throws in this ballgame for Keegan Ashide. Stangle's free throw no good. Rebound back out to Ashide. It's going to be tipped out and taken by Wink, though, as she'll go down the right sideline. Stangle going to guard her. Wink spins off the defense. No good. Rebound in the air. Ketchum going to come down with it. turns, lost it, and a foul on the baseline. Nope, they'll call it travel. So a turnover, 41-35 underneath the bucket. You have the IKM Manning student section not really agreeing with the call there. Gene yelling at his girls to get on the defensive end, throwing it out, going to go out to Peters. Peters, one dribble over to Wanka now on the left side. Wanka dribble back to Peters, steps into the deep range, left wing three, no good. Ketchum tips it up, toss the rebound, layup no good. On the backside, rebound on the floor, it'll be Squibb with it, and it'll be a foul on IKM Manning. 41-35, the foul is going to be called here on Keegan Aeschein, which will be her third of the ball game. Four fouls in the quarter for IKM Manning, only 4 minutes in. Bloom going to go chase the ball on Peters there and send it out of bounds. Bloom, again, a very strong defender that they've had so far. The freshman coming in playing some big minutes for him in this second half of the season. Kick out to Peters now. Over to Renzi. Renzi to her right. Looking down low at Toth. Couple of steps. Hands it off now to Toth in the short corner. Ball over to Wank. Has an open layup and gets it to go. Cassidy Wink picking up the bucket, her first since that first quarter, and it's now a four-point lead, 41-37. Stengel comes off the screen from Aeschein, refuses it now, goes right, kick out to Ketchum, over to Miners, back to Stengel. Goes to her left, behind her back on the right side, dribbles, loses it, and it'll be out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Glidden Ralston. The ball goes off of Peters, who swiped it towards the front court. And then the ball goes out of bounds the other way. I'm a little surprised on that one. Miners looking to throw it in. Throws it up and going to be picked off by Squibb and a foul on Carly Arp as she goes up to get the ball. And that'll be her fifth. As she will be done tonight. Arp going to foul out of the game here. Carly played a nice role for him tonight. Did not score but played some really well defense. Two fouls in this game. Bloom going to go back and that's five in the quarter. It'll send Olivia Squibb to the line to shoot two, 58% on the season. First one up for Squibb, comes up long, no good. Again, five fouls for IKM Manning in this quarter, so Glidden Ralston will shoot the whole way out on every foul. You got four fouls here on Bando, three on Aeschein, two on Stengel. Second one up and good. Going to cut the lead down to one possession at 3 points. 41-38. Stengel to her left. Goes over to Bloom now. Sets her a screen. Then fades to the corner. Going inside for Aeschein. Kick out to Miners who drives. Layup attempt up. Going to be blocked by Wank. And it's out of bounds. A last touch by the Wildcats. We're sitting at about 8:13 right now our time here in Manning, Iowa. Inbounds to Keegan Aeschein. Ball on the floor. She's got to go find it. They're going to dive for it. Possession arrow favors IKM Manning. And it'll be a jump ball, so it'll stay down on the Manning side. So IKM Manning going to hold the possession arrow still, but Miner's going to be the one to inbound down low. They'll set a screen and have to throw it high for Stengel. As she'll drive now inside, runner up on the left side, fouled on the shot. As she'll go to the line to shoot two. We'll see who they pick a foul up, and it'll be Squibb, which will be her fourth. Stengel going to shoot free throws here. Her ninth and tenth free throw of the night. Third team foul of the night for Glidden Ralston. Stengel goes and knocks it down. What a game it's been so far. IKM Manning trailed for about over half of this game. Came back to be able to find it. Stengel's second one up and good. Goes 2 for 2 from her appearance. They give him now a 5-point lead. Still in the full court press. Peters in the backcourt. Couple of dribbles finds Renzi. Renzi going to go back to Peters now. Peters back to Renzi in the backcourt. She'll dribble to the front court, finding Toth on the left side, or the right side, excuse me. Toth to the short corner for Renzi on the right side. She has the baseline, spins back out into the inside of the court. Renzi rips through and finds Cassidy Wank, rips through the defense, foul and one. Cassidy Wank putting it through, and that's a huge play for Glidden Ralston, as they can make this a 2-point game if Wank can pick it up, and that's the fourth foul of the night on a Keegan Aeschein. IKM Manning, baby, looking towards their bench here. Wentz free throw up to make it a two-point game. Rolls off. Vando clears the rebound. Three-point game, 3:22 to go. IKM Manning with the lead. Clock going to click under 3 minutes here if they hold it. And Gene Rasmussen going to take a timeout with 3:14 to go. And we are going to take it with them. We're back here in 30 seconds. 93.7 KK.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
I just counted it up. 39 total fouls in this ball game right now. As we head with 3 minutes to go. 43-44. Renzi got a hand on the ball. Stengel going to still pick it up. Stengel going to go to her left. Clears out. We're going to get Keegan on the inside. Ashide going to catch it now. One dribble, turns. Pass over to Bloom. Wide open three. No good. Rebound. Going to be Stengel and Renzi fighting for it. And Stengel going to go over the back, which will be a foul. Stengel thought she was fighting for the ball, but that'll be the 40th foul. And that'll put Bryn Renzi to the line to shoot two free throws. As she cleared the rebound, had not scored since that first quarter with a pair of free throws. Going to the line now to shoot a pair. Renzi taking a deep breath in. 2:58 to go. Can cut it down to a two-point or a one-point game. Shot up on the way. Got it. Free throws are huge. Coming down the stretch. 2:58 to go, 43-41. Renzi's second free throw up to cut it to a one-point game, and she makes it. And it is 43-42, IKM Manning, with just under 3 minutes to go. Stengel to her left. Turns. Pass it out to Vando. Over to Miners on the right side. Fires up the deep range shot. Banks off the board. No good. Rebound to Chloe Peters with a chance to take the lead. They have not led since the four and a half minute mark in the third quarter. IKM Manning student section getting up on their feet. Squibb to Peters. Peters to Squibb. Down low for Cassidy Wink. Layup attempt blocked by Ashide at her peak. Miners to clear the rebound, and she will. Throws it off of Olivia Squibb. And it'll head back the other way. A heads-up play from Mariah Miners to throw it off of Squibb as she was trapped on the baseline. And with 2:22 to go, IKM Manning in the driver's seat, up one with the ball in their hands. A chance to give themselves a bigger lead. Stengel down the floor, comes off the screen, drives inside, kick out to Miners. She'll drive, now loses the ball. Gets it out to Wink. Wink driving in, drives all the way. Layup attempt blocked by Ashide, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolves, but she blocks the layup attempt. Wolves getting going too fast on the offensive end and turn it over. 43-42. Wolves got to play some solid defense here to close the game. Renzi on the outside, over to Squibb. Now to Peters, open for three. Fires it up from deep on the right side. Got it! Chloe Peters with the three. Gives them the lead. The sixth lead change of the game. 2 minutes to go. 45-43. And a timeout by head coach Gene Rasmussen. Glidden Ralston has stormed back into it with 2 minutes to go. And what a game we have. IKM Manning going to take a short break. We're going to go ahead and take it with them when we're back here in 30 seconds.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
It was IKM Manning this whole fourth quarter. Glidden Ralston with an open shot from Chloe Peters. Knocks it down to three. call her CP3 for that one, as she gives them the lead. And it's now 45-43 with just under 2 minutes to go. Ikea Manning in the front court. 1:49 to go in this ball game. Glidden Ralston's got three fouls on the board. Ikea Manning's got five. We'll see where the Wolves want to go with it. Bloom going to throw it up to Stengel in the backcourt. Wouldn't be surprised if she's the one that gets the nod for the shot. Stengel off the screen from Bando. Drives in. Euro step. Gets to the lane. Layup attempt. Fouled. And one. And a Stengel puts it through the bucket. Gets it to go. And will head to the line to shoot the free throw. We have six ties and six lean changes in this final game. And the and one for Anna Stengel. She makes this. It's a lead for Ikea Manning once again. Got it to go. Big players again make big plays. Seven lead changes in this game. Peters in the backcourt. Dribbles to her left now. Guarded by Bando. Goes back to her right. Fires it over to Cassidy Wink. In the front court now. Wolves with the ball. Or Wildcats with the ball. Runner up. Good for Wink. Knocks it down. This game is close. 47-46, Glidden-Ralston, Stengel with the ball in her hands once again, comes off the screen, dribbles to her left now, runner up on the way, high up in the air, no good, rebound Chloe Peters, don't need to foul, it's a minute 15 to go, throwing over the top to Cassie Wank, if there's a free shot, you probably foul. Wank to Peters, Peters to her left, finds Squibb, thought about the three, hands off to Peters again, guarded by Bloom, ball going to be tipped out, Renzi takes it back, Peters now to her right, kick over to Squibb in the corner, looks down low, back out to Peters. Dribbles to her left, gets past the defense, runner up, got it! Chloe Peters with the bucket to give a three-point lead to Glenn Ralston. Stengel with the ball in her hands. It's now 49-46, and a timeout, Dean Rasmussen here. The Wolves trailing by three. We're going to keep it here. And I tell you what, this has been a great game so far. I'm trying to write down my notes to type you guys a good story tonight, but I tell you what, 30-second timeout, Coach Rasmussen said, red in the face, getting his girls ready to go. If you need a three late in the game, Stangle's only made one, you got two from Miners, I'd give the ball to Stengel here, you let her shoot this three. You have a full shot clock, you don't run this thing down, because when you trail by three, you need time, 44 seconds. They're going to see what play they want to run. Inbound more than likely going to Stengel in the front court. And it will. Bloom to Stengel. Stengel, one dribble. Goes between her legs. Goes to her right now. Comes off the screen. Now to her left to Myers in the corner. Down low for Aishai. Lost it, and it's taken out to Cassidy Wank. Wank in the backcourt. Throws it to Peters. Peters in the backcourt now being chased. She's going to be fouled by Bando. And that'll be her fifth. She's done for the night. Peters to the line to shoot two to give him a 4 or a 5-point lead with 28.9 to go. Ella Langle going to check into the game for Ikea Manning. I was very shocked at that play. You're down 3, and you have a very good 3-point shooter in Anna Stengel. Shoots 32% on the season. You got to go for that. I mean, you got to go for this game. Peters going to the line now, shooting. Free throw. Got it. Peters with the bucket. Jenna Stubert going to check in here. They're going to take out Kennedy Toft. Stubert has not played since about the 2 minute mark of the third quarter. Had four fouls. She's into the ballgame now. Got two timeouts left for both teams. Both teams almost in the bonus. One more foul for Glidden to put Icam in the bonus, and the free throw up and good for Peters as she gets it to go. Gonna go to Stengel in the backcourt. Stubert gonna guard her. Stubert gonna go to her right now. Stengel gonna spin back off the screen. Fires up the deep range three. No good. Rebound. Keegan Aishai. She'll go up. Shot. Foul. Aishai to the line to shoot two. As she misses the and one chance, would have been huge. This place would have gone berserk. And I tell you what, Keegan Aishai to the line has shot more free throws than anyone this game. Free throw up, no good. If she makes this one, it's a 4-point game anyway. You're going to have to play the foul game. Aishai, second free throw to make it 4. Shot up on the way, and got it. And a timeout, Gene Rasmussen wants to talk it over with the girls on what you do. If there's a steal, you get the steal. If there's not, you don't, you foul. I mean, you don't wait, you foul. We're going to go ahead and take it with them here 30 seconds back again.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
IKM Manning has to get the steal or the foul. It's the veterans of IKM Manning versus the new kids on the block, Glidden Ralston tonight. Glidden Ralston leading 51-47. If you want a foul here, probably going to have to foul Cassidy Wank. She's 3 for 21 from the free throw line. See, lock down Squibb, lock down Peters, make him throw it into Wank. Throw into Renzi, goes to Subert. Stengel going to get her all the way down the court. They're going to reach a couple of times. Subert going to pick up the foul. They didn't want Stengel to get it with her having three. 12 seconds to go now. It'll put Subert to the line. She has made it. 33% on the season has shot more than anyone at four good in Ralston. Foul on Ella Langle there, picking up her first to make it a six-point game. Free throw up on the way by Subert. Got it to go. 52-47. Second one up now from Subert. Got it to go. Glidden Ralston leading 53-47. Needs a pair of three-pointers. Stengel coming down, open for three. Shot up on the way. Comes up short. And this will head out of bounds. And it's 4.5 to go. Glidden Ralston more than likely going to take this one away. 53-47. Stengel shot comes up short. Inbounds. Renzi turns and fires it wide open down the floor as Olivia Squibb, and that'll do it. The Glidden Ralston Wildcats survive the scare. They're going to send Squibb to the line to shoot with a six-point lead. This thing is over. Squibb will go. Aishide going to foul out of the final game of the season as she'll head to the bench. It'll put Olivia Squibb to the line, but with a six-point lead and 0.8 seconds, it'll do it for Glidden Ralston. Squibb's free throw up on the way. Got it to go. Glidden Ralston 54-47. Glidden Ralston will have a rematch with Newell Fonda more than likely, unless Boyer Valley knocks him off. Squibb's free throw up. Got it to go. 0.8 to go. They'll pass it into Miners. Back over. 2 for 2 from the line to finish it. And Glidden Ralston will take home the W tonight here. 55-47. We're going to go ahead and step away. I'm going to total up all my stuff when we come back. We'll have the Mackey Motors.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, They believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Hey, Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
You are listening live to the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. This might be the fastest I've ever got somebody up here for our postgame. Cassidy Wang joining us here. Cassidy, you put up 8 points tonight, but it's more than that for you guys. I mean, effort for this team was at an all-time high. The girls sprinting up and down the court, doing as much as you can. But for you personally, a senior on this team, you guys trailed 38-30 going into the fourth quarter and trailed until the two-minute mark of the fourth quarter. As a senior, how much did you want it? How much did you want to put the jersey on one more time?
Yeah, I knew that coming here, I didn't want to be this. I didn't want this to be my last game. And I knew when we were down in the third quarter, all it takes is for us to play together and play hard to close out the game, and we got it.
I got to ask, too, I mean, you guys get 43 combined fouls. They shot 43 free throws. You guys shot 25. Was that the plan coming into tonight, to just be probably the most physical game you played?
Yeah, we definitely knew that they had taller girls, and it wasn't the goal to foul, but we definitely wanted to stop them down below.
What does it mean, too? I mean, they might have out-rebounded you guys, but it wasn't by much, and they had a little bit of height in their starting lineup compared to you guys, but to keep it close rebounds-wise, how much does that mean to this game?
Yeah, so we knew that they were going to be bigger than us, so coming into this, boxing out was key to, like, just us getting possessions and stopping them from putting more points up. So just boxing out for us really helped.
If I had to guess, a rematch with Newell Fonda probably coming up on Friday.
Yep.
What's that game going to entail for you, Cassidy? I mean, you guys know just as much as anyone how good Newell Fonda can be.
Yeah, they play fast, but so do we. So as long as we play fast and we play with them, we can outplay them.
I tell you what, great game from you girls tonight.
Thank you
for joining us. That was Cassidy Wank of the Glidden Ralston
really
Wildcats. Coach Yelly over here putting on the headset. Coach, you have probably the youngest team when we look at starting lineups, girls that play for you in our area. The girls go out tonight trailing by 8 to a team that's got veterans, and the girls go out there with probably the most heart I've seen this season from you guys and are able to will themselves back into the victory. What does that say about what these girls are willing to do to be able to win games for you?
Well, I think, you know, we've grown a lot this year together and learned, you know, to keep battling. I mean, the beginning of the year, we probably would have lost that game. I mean, because it wasn't looking great for a while. We had a poor third quarter. We're really struggling offensively, and we weren't stopping the ball. Our guards weren't stopping the ball, which creates problems for us in the post because we're trying to front those posts and give it all we got down there because they had a big advantage down there. So we did a little better job stopping the ball in that fourth quarter. We kind of found a lineup that was working for us, and, you know, heck, Kennedy came in. Kennedy Toft and gave us a spark, you know, a little bit. She adds a little offense in the post for us, but she did a good job defensively, too, when we were getting tired down there. So the girls battled through some foul trouble. I think if you look at the free throws, I mean, that's probably the difference in the game as I'm just glancing at the book and I'm seeing all the free throws that they missed and I'm seeing all that we made. And that's been an emphasis, you know, all summer. Beginning of the year, we were not shooting free throws well. We started tracking them. made it a little bit more important to the kids in practice. And I mean, if I'm looking at the free throws that we made, the free throws they missed, I think that's probably the difference in this game.
And you talk about that. There are 22 fouls for you guys, 21 for them, 43 free throws for them, and 25 for you guys. As a coach, how do you handle that type of adversity that you go into this and you finish the game with 22 fouls, but the girls are still able to come out victorious?
Well, I mean, we're lucky that nobody fouled out. I mean, we had Chloe in some foul trouble, and that hurt us for a while offensively, not having her in the game as a threat, because she's, you know, she's been a threat for us all year. So luckily we weren't able to foul out. We've got some depth. We got tested a little bit depth-wise tonight with the fouls that we had, but, you know, luckily we have that. I mean, we get two freshman posts that came in the game and gave us some good minutes tonight against some big posts for them. And, you know, those girls have played all year for us off and on, but they don't always get as much time as maybe they got tonight. So I think that was big. But we've developed some depth over the year. You know, Cassidy, our senior, there played with a lot of heart tonight, and she barely got out of the game just due to fouls and the importance of her being in there playing defense. You know, she's really grown defensively this year and rebounding. You know, rebounding is just wanting it more. And we lost that for a little bit and got it back. So, and Cassidy's definitely a leader on the floor. They're doing that for us.
With the girls that you got here, I mean, there's been nights where Cassidy's been your leading scorer. Chloe's been your leading scorer. Mm-hmm. Olivia's been your leading scorer. Jenna, what is, as a coach, is that a good feeling to know that any given night somebody else could be your number one?
I'd like it better if they all scored 20 every night, but yeah, because we seem to have, you know, somebody's hot, somebody's cold, and it's been different people. But yeah, it is good that we have different people that can step up in different situations. And, you know, we just need to understand those nights who's got the hot hand, and we've done a pretty good job of getting those people the ball, especially late in the season. I think, you know, the first half of the season, we spent so much time having to work on ourselves. You know, this was honestly probably the first game where I really felt like, okay, we're in a pretty good place. We could focus on the opponents and spend a lot of film study on them because we've had so many things to work on ourselves. So I think we did a good job there and paid off for us in the end.
Probably hoping that 20-point for all your girls comes against Newell Fonda this Friday. As a coach, I mean, we talked about it before this game. Weir Valley, Newell Fonda is the matchup. More than likely, Newell Fonda for a rematch here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the girls are more prepared the second time around than compared to the first game?
I mean, Newell Fonda's really good basketball team, so I'm not going to go out and make any wild predictions, but I definitely think that we are capable of playing with them if we play well. The first time we played them, I thought we'd handle their pressure better, and we just didn't. But you can see tonight, I mean, IKM puts a lot of pressure on us. It's a good test for us, you know, and we make better decisions now. We handle pressure better. So I think that'll be big. Because early in that game, for the first, like, 3 minutes against Newell Fonda, I mean, we looked pretty good. We attacked them a little bit, and then we kind of got stuck in the headlights a little bit there against their pressure and just were making some poor decisions. But I think we've grown a lot there. They're a very good team. I mean, they're definitely the favorite. So we'll get to come in as the underdog and play as hard as we can and see what we can do.
I tell you what, Nick Brinks is going to be over to see that game. It should be a fun one. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the big win tonight, Coach.
All right, thank you.
That was Head Coach Eric Yelly joining us up in the booth here tonight. I think we got Gene Rasmussen over, going to come over in just a little bit as well. Again, Glidden Ralston picking up a win, and I kind of said this during our postgame. It sucks when it's two teams against each other because, you know, when you have a local team and you have another team that is local, it sucks when one of them goes home, one of them advances. We got Anna Stengel here as well. We've got Gene Rasmussen up here. Coach Rasmussen going to join us here in our Mackey Motors tailgate. Coach, unfortunate loss for you guys tonight, wrapping up your season 55-47. For you guys, though, I look at it and I say 20-43 from the free throw line. Was that the big difference for you?
Yeah, I think it really was. You know, I think we really struggled from there. And, you know, if you make even 70% of those, you know, we might be in the lead or you know, yeah, I think that was huge for us.
I mean, did you expect it to be this physical? 43 combined fouls between you guys and Glidden Ralston.
I knew it was going to be a battle. Two teams really going after it, both aggressive teams, and you know, just yeah, it was going to be a physical battle.
Gene, this senior class that goes out there tonight, you can see the emotion on their faces. You know what it meant to them there. But as a coach for you, what does it mean to know that the girls really bought into what you were teaching and really wanted it?
Yeah, I know. They really came a long way since they were freshmen to where they're at now. And that's just a testament to them of how hard they worked and the time that they've put in. And, I really appreciate everything that they've done over the last few years. You know, they came in as freshmen, really kind of struggled a little bit, and then they really grew and grew as people and players, and, you know, that's what you want from them. And, you know, I said they played as hard as they could, and I'll never fault them for that. So,
the underclassmen that played either some of them in their first postseason game, second or third, what are you hoping that this game here kind of lets them know for next season?
Yeah, just hopefully we can build on what we've done already and, you know, use the off season, the time that that we can really get in the gym, get better, get stronger in the weight room, and those types of things that are all it's going to take to be successful.
Well, Gene, I just want to thank you for everything you've done this season.
Thank
you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
That was head coach Gene Rasmussen of the IKM Manning Wolves joining us here. Again, a 55-47 victory for the Glidden Ralston. Again, we're going to name our Culver's Player of the Game. Culver's celebrating 40 years in business here, 13 of those years here in Carroll. Chloe Peters was my option for Player of the Game. She had 18 points, but more importantly, had the three with 2 minutes to go to give Glidden Ralston the lead, then had a runner to give him a little bit of a bigger lead, and she really was that fourth-quarter demon that they needed to get the lead here. Again, Glidden Ralston will advance to more than likely play on Newell Fonda. IKM Manning season come to an end at 10-13. Thank you guys for joining us here tonight. Make sure you stay tuned for more postseason basketball coming up this week. Baby, I'm